Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Our guest today with the Panora Chamber is Board First Vice President Kristen Rummelhart and Board Second Vice President Dale Hawkrider joining us now. So thank you very much, you two, for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So let's first of all kick off our program by talking about the biggest thing that's kind of left on your docket, I'm sure, is Panorama Days coming up that first weekend in August. Dale, let's start with you first. Can you tell us a little bit about what this year's theme is and how you decided on that theme?
Yeah, this year's theme has come together by the song from the Beatles. And we basically, we had a lot of good ideas of different things. And they all kind of led in the direction of this because, you know, last year was, we had the pandemic, we had the political arena where everybody's different and all the ideas and stuff. And we thought for one weekend, let's forget all that and let's come together, the lake, the town, everybody, and just have a great time. So again, we came up with Come Together by the Beatles.
And so, Kristen, I'm sure by now you've got a lot of things in place for your schedule of events. If you wouldn't mind at this time, maybe just kind of going over some of those major highlights of what you got coming up for Panorama Days.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited. This year we have some new stuff going on. Just a reminder that Panorama Days is August 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's a Friday through Sunday. That Friday night, we will have a band on the square in the late evening. It is Villains Dance, and they are an 80s arena rock. So if you are a fan of Hairball, these guys are absolutely amazing. So that's Friday night. So then Saturday morning, we will have the parade. It's just a little bit earlier this year. And then we will also have everybody's favorite, the inflatables. Those are getting changed up just a little bit. We'll have a bull riding thing and like a jousting sort of inflatable. So that'll be fun for all ages as well as the stuff for the younger kids. And then that afternoon, we have an escape room company coming in and they will be in downtown Panora set up and something you can enjoy without having to go to the big city. Saturday night, we'll have fireworks and Sunday morning, there will be a non-denominational church service on the lake. So those are like our big things that we're really excited about.
And maybe with a little over a month left to go here, are you asking for some volunteers to kind of help set up and register or tell us if you're still accepting vendor applications at this time?
Definitely. We can never have too many vendors, so we enjoy if anybody wants to contact me. And my number is 641-757-0605. If anybody does want to help out with events for 1 hour, 2 hours, and be a part of it, that would be great. They could also contact me and I could tell them a little bit more details on where we need some help. And it's all pretty simple and it's all pretty fun.
And so, Dale, I'm just curious about your thoughts about being able to have Panorama Days this year, because I'm guessing last year, not so much because of the pandemic.
Yeah, we were not. And I think it was well missed. And I really think all of our sponsors that have come together this year to help us and our committee that have put these things on, I think this is going to be a huge, huge Panorama Days because people are ready for something. They're ready for a full weekend of fun and entertainment. And I think we're offering a lot of that. So we're hoping it's very successful.
And switching gears here now, Kristen, can you tell us a little bit about your recent developments and getting a program off and running with the Be Local cards? Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So our Be Local cards, we have secured 26 local businesses to promote a specific sale or discount. And it's great. There are so many businesses participating, a lot more than last year. The cards are $20 and they are arriving this week. They will be available at Crafty's Coffee and T&K Designs on Main Street, Panora. You can also go to the Chamber website and order yours there as well.
All right. So, Kristen, if you wouldn't mind giving us a little bit more detail about the Be Local cards. I mean, how long is it good for, the time frame on that? And what do people need to do when they have this card? Do they just present it to the participating businesses and get a discount or a special or something like that?
Yes. So they'll purchase the card and then we will have posters up at the participating businesses and they show their card and get that specific discount. And it does run from July to July of next year.
And when I hear you talk about this, Kristen, when you had mentioned that you had more businesses this year than you did last year that are participating in the program, and it sounded to me like you were really positively surprised by that.
I think we had, I don't know, maybe 13 or 14 last year. So it's quite a big jump to have. I mean, and we've got a variety. We've got everything from food up to like construction companies offering different deals. So,
and Dale, turning our attention back over to you, I understand that since the beginning of the year, you've had a double-digit new membership join the chamber recently with 11. That's got to make you feel pretty good to see that many new members come aboard and want to be a part of the chamber.
Yes, it's awesome. It shows that our community is growing and we're getting people that want to partake. And the chamber does a lot of good things throughout the year, a lot of things for kids, a lot of things for the community. And that's basically what it's all about. And I think people are seeing that and they want to be a part of it. And we really thank them. And it's really become very awesome.
And so, Dale, if there's an organization or a business out there that is considering to want to be a part of the chamber as well, how can they do that? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Again, with my phone number, they can contact me or they can actually go to our chamber site. And there are forms to fill out there. We'd be happy to help them with it and give them some information or whatever they need to know.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Here with the Panora Chamber is our board first vice president, Kristen Rummelhart, and second vice president is Dale Hawkrider joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.